This is Jack Nicholson, and I'm here to tell you that you're listening to one of the best damn comedy shows on the airwaves, the Keeping It Weird Show. What I love about Rick, Wes, and Tony is they make me laugh my balls off.
What about M.T. Robinson?
Lights me up like a pinball machine and makes me pay off in silver dollars. So tune in and listen in. It's going to be a good time here at the old cuckoo's nest.
You're listening to Keeping It Weird Sketch Comedy Radio Show with my grandson, Rick Jean. Isn't he cute? And Tony Calabrese, who's this nice Italian kid from the neighborhood. Wes Sample, who I never met, but I heard he's okay. And M.T. Robinson, who plays hard rockin', knock your balls off music on the Forgotten Files. Knock your balls off. That's funny, because M.T. Robinson only has one ball. It's true, he lost his other testicle when he sat on a frozen metal toilet seat when he was a kid back in New Hampshire. Some say that it is still attached to that toilet seat today. Well, he seems fine, and you can't tell, but every so often he leans a little bit to the left. You know, like the Tower of Pisa. If he's walking by himself, he tends to go in a circle, because he is so unbalanced on that one side. Also on the show sometimes is Rick Jean's girlfriend, Gwen Beeler. Gwen is a total sweetheart, and even though I love Rick like the grandson that he is, I know Gwen can do much better. Don't get me wrong, Rick is a good guy. I just don't like his impression of me.
Keeping It Weird presents Suicide Squad. Amanda Waller and a bigwig army general are having dinner in a fancy restaurant when Amanda is discussing her latest plan, metahumans, which are ordinary humans with exceptional superpowers. That's the only thing that prevents this movie from being another sequel to The Expendables. Well, that and the fact that Sylvester Stallone was too busy filming Rocky IX.
So Superman is dead. Oh yeah, spoiler alert for those who have never seen Batman vs. Superman. In case the next Superman turns out to be evil, I have assembled a team of villainous metahumans to do my bidding.
Cool. What are their powers?
Well, one guy can shoot really good.
Oh, okay. That's a start. What else?
One guy has a boomerang. One guy has a bad skin condition.
What?
One is a woman with the power to look good in teeny tiny booty shorts.
I'm out of here!
Wait, just watch these flashbacks. They'll explain everything.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air walks down an alley with his young daughter when Ben Affleck in a Batman suit jumps down to arrest him.
I'm here to arrest you, but I don't want to do it in front of your daughter.
Really? Because it's either you deliberately pawning me while I was with my daughter with the express intent of putting her in harm's way in an alley similar to the one your parents were gunned down in. Give me one good reason why I should surrender to you.
You haven't heard that I murder people now?
Oh, well, in that case...
Deadshot surrenders. Now we flash back to Harley Quinn, also known as that chick that every girl is going to go as for Halloween.
Tell me, how did you feel after falling into that vat of tattoo needles?
That I am never going to work retail again!
You're funny, Mr. J. I'm now in love with you, even though you look like you're Miley Cyrus without makeup. I will also throw my entire career away to break you out of prison and go swimming in a tub of acid. Then I will let you kill me, because that's love.
Oh, and I'm not going to kill you! I'm going to give a performance that's really, really bad!
How bad?
Jesse Eisenberg from Batman vs. Superman, bad! But with the quirkiness dialed up to 11.
No!
Harley is transformed into a hooker, and they go on a crime spree to kill as many rap artists as possible. But sadly, they don't get to Kanye West before they are stopped by Batman.
I'm Batman.
Now, we have to show how the Australian guy with the boomerang was captured.
I'm a master bank robber thanks to the power of boomerangs. Huh? Wait, so I'm an Aussie with a boomerang fetish. The black guy's a street thug who's good at killing people, and the hot chick is a trailer park stripper, she is. Now all we need is a Hispanic guy who's a gangbanger, and a Japanese person who's a master sword fighter, and we'll have hit the stereotype bingo.
He's captured. This is the end of part one of our 17-part reenactment of the Suicide Squad.
Hello, this is Mohammed Moshod Rahid, and I am calling you from the Middle East to tell you that the Keeping It Weird show is one of the funniest programs I've ever heard in my life. The problem is that I cannot listen to it tonight because my dad is an absolute bastard. He's making me clean up all the camel crap in all the stables. This is Mohammed Moshod Rahid, don't forget me. Anyway, you're listening to the Keeping It Weird show. Thank you very much for listening.
Keeping It Weird presents a retelling of the movie American Psycho, starring Christian Bale, who won an Oscar for his role in The Fighter. Also starring Jared Leto, who won an Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club, the lovely Reese Witherspoon, who won an Oscar for Walk the Line, and scary Willem Dafoe, who was the Green Goblin in one of those stupid Spider-Man movies. This movie takes place in New York City and is about some young wealthy businessmen and follows Patrick Bateman, a man who will kill to get ahead.
I'm Bateman. I am a businessman. And I am cutthroat. Get it? Cutthroat?
My name is Paul, but you may know me from the band 30 Seconds to Mars. We're cool. I won an Academy Award for wearing a dress in a movie that no one saw. I'm another businessman, and I'm also cutthroat. But in the less literal meaning of the word, that is only applied to the way I conduct my business.
You see, we are all quite evil and calculating and murder each other in a non-literal way.
I, however, do it quite literally. And look, I have a business card.
I have a better business card.
I have an even better business card.
Damn, that is a nice business card. I must kill him because he has a nicer business card than I do. Hey, Paul. You want to come over to my house tonight and listen to Huey Lewis in the news?
Later at his house, we see Patrick Bateman use 900 items to cleanse himself while he waits for Paul to come over.
Hey, Patrick, I'm here.
Cool. Let me put on some Huey Lewis in the news.
No, it's supposed to be hip to be square.
Let me see if I have it. Is it on this cassette?
Remember, folks, this is in the 80s.
No. Oh, wait. I have it.
Believe it or not, but Rick Jean actually downloaded 3 Huey Lewis songs for this skit.
I'm deleting them as soon as the skit is over.
Okay, you need to kill Paul now.
Oh, yes, of course. Hey, Paul. Look at the flowers. Do I enjoy murdering, or is there something deeper inside of me? Possibly the result of my need to eliminate competition and drive myself towards success.
Are you asking me?
Well, the script doesn't really say.
What does it say?
That I have wild sex with 2 hookers.
I'm hooker number 1.
I'm hooker number 2.
Sweet. Twins.
Then Patrick kills them.
You know, if I killed them, I won't be able to have sex with them again.
That's not true.
Who are you?
I'm Jeffrey Dahmer.
This movie is weird.
Hey, I thought I was supposed to be in this movie.
Well, who are you?
I'm William fucking Dafoe.
Oh, yeah, you were that Green Goblin guy.
William Dafoe has been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I was in Mr. Bean's Holiday and John Carter.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Batman. Your movies suck.
I was nominated for an Academy Award twice.
For Best Supporting Actor. That's not even a real actor. I am a real actor. I'm Batman.
Do I have any lines, y'all?
Who are you?
I'm Reese Witherspoon.
Why'd you bring a spoon?
I'm out of here.
I'm Batman.
Reese, I'm not sure what you could do.
Oh, I do.
You can't kill me. Don't you know who I am? I'm Reese motherfucking Witherspoon. Ah!
You weren't supposed to kill her, man.
But she is so annoying.
You killed two Academy Award winning actors. No wonder I stopped making movies and focused on my band 30 Seconds to Mars.
Your band sucks.
What do you know?
I know good rock and roll when I hear it, baby.
Whatever, man. I want to be Batman.
You can't be Batman. I'm Batman.
Fine, then I'll be the Joker.
So Jared Leto became the Joker. The end.
You know, I think Genesis was a better band with Phil Collins than it was with Peter Gabriel. Because I'm crazy, and I have horrible taste in music.
You're listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show anywhere. Isn't my grandson great?
Now it's time for part two of The Suicide Squad. Amanda Waller's meeting with a room full of high-ranking military people.
So Superman is dead. Oh yeah, spoiler alert for those who have never seen Batman vs. Superman. In case the next Superman turns out to be evil, I have assembled a team of villainous metahumans to do my bidding.
Are you really explaining the plot of the movie a second time?
Yes, but this time I am introducing another crazy hot chick who is a real-life magical witch with witchy witch powers, whose origin we explain in... Oh God, here comes another flashback!
Stop it! No more flashbacks! This is your team? An evil Superman would massacre them in all seconds! Why are we spending taxpayers' money on you?
Good point. If only a national disaster would suddenly arise so I could demonstrate my team's effectiveness.
Preferably a disaster that isn't a direct result of you assembling this team, making it entirely your fault! Say, how do you control this bitch anyway?
Well, she is usually a meek archaeologist named June Moon, so she's not a problem. But just in the wild chance that she transforms into a witch, I have her magical witch heart inside this box. I also have my number two guy, Rick Flagg, to fall in love with her. He watches her every move so she can never act against me. Great! My entire plan is foiled by an Ambien.
June Moon becomes Enchantress and awakens her brother, who we will call... it doesn't really matter.
Brother, as long as Amanda has my heart, I'm weak. So I'll need you to turn everybody into mindless drone soldiers and help me construct a doomsday weapon powered by awkward hula dancing.
Yes, my sister! Wait, did you say hula dancing? That sounds ridiculous, but okay!
It's not ridiculous at all, at least compared to the rest of this movie. Now we meet the rest of the Suicide Squad in Guantanamo Bay.
I'm Diablo. I have the power of poorly choosing to get a face tattoo.
I'm a crocodile monster or something. My power is to quietly decorate the background of every scene I'm in.
Alright, that looks like everybody. So your mission is to...
Wait! Surely you saved the best for last. I'm Slipknot, and I have the incredible power of rope-assisted climbing. I suppose we should cut to my flashback. Hey, wait! Why does my copy of the script end after this sentence?
Alright, everyone's got a bomb in their neck, so if you try to run away, you die.
just in case the escape from New York parallels weren't obvious enough.
The Suicide Squad takes a helicopter to some large unnamed city, but looks like Gotham or Metropolis, but it isn't one of those, so let's call it Canada. That's not a real place, is it?
Alright guys, our mission is to extract a high value target which will turn out to be Amanda Waller. In a twist that didn't really need to be a twist, we're kind of short on twists, so twist!
Hey, who's that Asian chick?
That's Katana. She has a soul-stealing sword and perhaps the most interesting backstory of us all. But will turn out to be a total non-factor, so let's just forget she's even here. Okay, our enemy is based at the massive pillar of light towering over the city. Just like the Avengers and Ghostbusters and the last Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
Look, Enchantress has sent oil cancer-ridden zombies after us. Luckily, they can be killed with bullets.
We're being attacked by faceless goons in rubber suits sent by an evil witch. So, this is the Power Rangers?
Everyone, we need to make the fight scene as bland and boring as possible. Use as many static shots as you can. Give no impression of how you're fighting as a group. And for the love of God, don't do anything more interesting than stab them!
So the squad kills all the cancer zombies.
Now what?
The plot has slowed down. Quick, Harley, bend over and steal something!
Okay. We're bad guys!
Harley bends over and sells millions of cosplay outfits and Hot Topic merchandise.
Excellent! Now, Deadshot, say something catchy!
Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm fine!
The other members of the squad also get to demonstrate how interesting and crucial they are to the team. Just kidding. We focus on Harley Quinn some more instead.
Too bad this is on the radio and you can't see what she looks like.
You know, there's no real point to this movie. You can't see what Harley Quinn looks like.
But we have 18 more pages to go.
The end.
Hi, my name is Mike. And if you are one of millions of men who suffer from temporary irritability or anger issues, then Tranquilize might be the answer to all your needs to having a peaceful day. Before I started taking Tranquilize, I was called cranky, grouchy, and hot-headed, and put my family in constant fear of my violent mood swings. With taking just one Tranquilize pill a day, my road rage incidents, verbal abuse and yelling, and assault and battery charges have become almost non-existent. Each day I take just one pill, and peace and tranquility fill my entire day. If you would like more information on Tranquilize, just...
Damn it. Hello! What the hell are you doing calling me at the studio again? I've already told you this, dammit, I'm not going to tell you again. Open your ears and close your mouth. I want the house sparkling clean by the time I get home. I want my dinner hot and waiting for me as soon as I walk in the door. And I want ESPN on the television. And also, those damn kids had better clean their rooms, or I swear to God, I'm going to spank their asses till they're throbbing scarlet. You hear me? Is that perfectly clear, dear? Guess what? That's right, yes, sir. If you call me here again, I swear to God, I'm gonna cram that telephone down your throat and make you eat it! Bitch.
If you would like a free sample of Tranquilize, call your doctor today. Thank you! Tranquilize is powerful medicine. Some cases of homicidal tendencies have been reported while taking Tranquilize. Side effects include broken vocal cords from screaming, involuntary hitting, and assault on total strangers have been reported. Do not operate a baseball bat, gun, or knife while taking Tranquilize. Additional side effects include insomnia, agitation, and hearing voices that tell you to kill people have been reported. Do not take Tranquilize with alcohol or a violent rampage may occur.
Hello. My name is Chongo, and I would like to invite everybody to my authentic Mexican restaurante. It is called Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante. We are the only Mexican restaurante in all of California that can claim to be truly authentic. You don't have to go across the border anymore to get dysentery. Just drink our water. Montezuma's Revenge has never been easier. We have las cucarachas y las ratas right here in the kitchen. Once again, it's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante, located at 833 Linda Vista Road in beautiful sunny San Diego. Please note that after 10 p.m., we only serve drunk American co-eds and sailors. That's Jungle's Authentic Mexican Restaurant Day!
Most people are familiar with the iPod, the iPhone, and the iPad. These great products have made millions of people's lives better. The problem with them is that every few months, a new model comes out, and your old Apple product becomes outdated. Well, no more. I am pleased to announce the next revolutionary product from Apple, the iTime. The iTime is an iPod, iPhone, and iPad, plus a time machine. So if you ever feel like your Apple product is getting out of date, you can tune a dial and go backwards in time. The farther you go back, the less likely your product will ever become obsolete. You have to be careful with it though. One of our beta testers went all the way back to the 17th century in Salem, Massachusetts, where the local residents thought her iTime was magic and tried to burn her at the stake as a witch. She's fine. In fact, she is now somewhere in the 23rd century listening to music from bands that don't even exist yet. That's the iTime, the most advanced product ever. Well, until next year, when Apple comes out with the iTeleport.
You're listening to Idols in the Morning, and topping today's news is that you're listening to Keeping It Weird. My God. With Rick, Wes, Tony, and Mike working the board, this show should be called The Keeping the Cuckoo's Nest. Or maybe Straight Jacket Central. One of the two. This show's so weird that it makes Dennis Rodman on LSD seem perfectly sane and logical.
In his small house at the other side of the woods, Mr. Tickle was asleep. You didn't know there was such a thing as a tickle, did you? Well, there is. Tickles are small and round and have arms that stretch and stretch and stretch. Extraordinarily long arms. Mr. Tickle was fast asleep. He was having a dream. It must have been a very funny dream because it made him laugh out loud, and that woke him up. He sat up in bed, stretched his extraordinary long arms, and yawned an enormous yawn. Mr. Tickle felt hungry, so you know what he did? He reached out one of his extraordinary long arms, opened the bedroom door, reached down the stairs, opened the kitchen door, reached into the kitchen cupboard, opened the biscuit tin, took out a biscuit, brought it back upstairs, in through the bedroom drawer, and back to Mr. Tickle in bed. As you can see, it's very useful indeed having arms as long as Mr. Tickle's.
Well, I'm just lazy.
Mr. Tickle munched his biscuit, and he looked out of the window.
Today looks like a tickling day,
he thought to himself. So later that morning, after Mr. Tickle had made his bed and cooked his breakfast, he set off through the woods.
I have to find somebody to tickle.
Mr. Tickle is creepy. He shouldn't tickle someone he didn't know. Eventually, Mr. Tickle came to a school. Mr. Tickle is a pervert. He didn't see anybody, so he reached up his extraordinary long arms to a window ledge. Mr. Tickle pulled himself up and peeped in through the open window. My God, is this a children's book? He saw a teacher at a blackboard teaching a group of kids, so he reached his long arms through the window and tickled the teacher.
Oh, my, what was that?
The teacher said while the children laughed, but there was nobody there. Mr. Tickle grinned a mischievous grin. He waited another minute, and then he tickled the teacher again. This time he kept tickling until soon the teacher was laughing out loud and said,
Oh, stop it! Stop it! I'm going to call the police, you weirdo!
Mr. Tickle thought that he had had enough fun, so he gave the teacher one more tickle for luck and quietly brought his arm back through the open window. Then Mr. Tickle went into town, and what a day Mr. Tickle had! He tickled a policeman on traffic duty.
Get back here, you pervert! I'm gonna arrest you!
It caused an enormous traffic jam. He tickled the grocer just as he was piling apples neatly in his shop window. The grocer fell over backwards, and the apples rolled all over the shop.
Well, that's not funny.
At the railway station, the guard was about to wave his flag for the train to leave, and he lifted his arm into the air. Mr. Tickle tickled him.
What are you doing?
And Every time he tried to wave his flag, Mr. Tickle tickled him until the train was 10 minutes late leaving the station, and all the passengers were furious that day. Mr. Tickle tickled everybody. He tickled the doctor, he tickled the butcher, he even tickled old Mr. Stamp, the postman who dropped all his letters into a puddle, and then Mr. Tickle was arrested. He now sits in jail, convicted of aggravated sexual assault and groping without a license.
Every year, many parents and their children spend their free time taking classes and studying books to improve their SAT test scores. Tonight, we're talking with William Berkeley, who runs one of the main tutorial services that promise to increase your SAT test scores.
I want to add that if you don't increase your SAT test scores by over 200 points, we'll double your money back.
Wow, that's a pretty strong statement. You must be confident that your service really works.
Not only am I confident, I guarantee it.
Perhaps you can tell our listeners what you do to boost a student's SAT test scores.
It's rather simple. We provide our students with sample SAT tests from previous years, and we show them how to get comfortable with the types of questions they'll likely see on the real SAT tests.
And this guarantees that students will boost their test scores?
Not really. This is the tactic most of my competitors use, and it works. But only to a certain point. By studying old SAT tests, you'll be able to boost your test scores by 50 to 100 points, but you'll never get the results that my students get.
So what exactly does your service do?
We teach our students how to cheat. Now, there are many ways you can cheat on the SAT test. Our favorite tactic is to bribe an insider who can get prior access to the actual list, such as one of the printers or the courier services. Once we get our hands on an actual SAT test, we can figure out the correct answers beforehand and print them on a cheat sheet that students can smuggle and look at when they're taking the actual test.
What happens if you can't steal a test beforehand?
Then we revert to Plan B and give each of our students fake glasses that contain a hidden camera and a wireless transmitter.
And what does this do?
Why, it lets us see the test questions as the students try to answer them. Our experts back at the school can then analyze each question and transfer the correct answers back to the student through a series of coded signal lights embedded in the frame of the glasses.
Is it possible for the teacher to catch someone cheating?
Oh, it's possible, but we try and find out which teachers will be proctoring the test and we'll bribe them ahead of time, too.
It certainly appears that you thought of everything to boost the SAT test scores of your students.
That's right. We like to think of ourselves as a full-service SAT test tutoring company. If we can't boost your SAT test scores, then you probably can't afford to pay us.
I'm sure many anxious students and parents will likely sign up for your service today.
We hope so. After all, why take chances being honest and not getting into college of your choice when you can be dishonest and get farther ahead in life? Some of our best students have even gotten into Ivy League universities when they didn't deserve it and have gone on to become politicians and congressmen.
That's certainly a ringing endorsement for your school. Thank you for being with us tonight. You've been listening to Mr. William Berkeley, a man who runs a tutoring school that guarantees to increase your SAT test scores by 200 points, or he will double your money back. By the way, has anyone ever asked for their money back?
Just one person, but we paid him off with counterfeit bills, so it didn't cost us a thing.
And now, here's tomorrow's news with Joey Knuckles.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joey Knuckles, and I'm the only guy who gives you tomorrow's news. The man was shot tomorrow on the corner of Market Street and 13th Street. There'll be no witnesses. Did you hear that? I said no witnesses. There was a fire tomorrow night at the old Italian restaurant that was bleeding us dry. Police are going to think it was an electrical problem. The lottery numbers will be 3, 7, 21, and 35. The bonus number will be, oh, I don't know, how about 10? Congratulations to Frankie Donati for winning the third week in a row. Hey, listen, if you have some goods you can't get rid of, you come see me behind the pool hall on 3rd of Broadway. If you need a loan, don't go to the bank. They're all a bunch of crooks. See me. We also have nightly poker and craps tournaments and pretty young girls who'll, you know, forget about it. When you come by, make sure you're not followed. If you are, it's curtains. Bada bing, bada boom.
That was Joey Knuckles with tomorrow's news.
You're listening to Keeping It Weird on KIW Radio. And now, here's our intern, Stephanie, with a special report.
Okay, so a lot of people are worried about an oil shortage. That's nothing new. I once read in some history book about an oil shortage way back in the 1970s. I think the Nazis had it all. Anyway, I can think of two ways to solve an oil shortage. As everyone knows, oil comes from dead dinosaurs. But unfortunately, Dinosaurs have been extinct for like over 200 years. Once again, the Nazis. So one solution would be to simply make more dinosaurs, you know, like in Jurassic Park. We would have to keep them in like an isolated place or even somewhere like Tokyo, Japan, which is an island and has had large lizards roaming around for decades. But the problem with keeping the dinosaurs in Japan is that we wouldn't control the world's oil supply and we would have to go to war with Japan, which we wouldn't want to do because they would have dinosaurs on their side. So we would want to keep the dinosaurs somewhere in the United States that's isolated, like Alaska would be a good place because nothing lives up there except for moose and some Eskimos, which means the dinosaurs would have a natural food supply. But according to the movies Ice Age, Ice Age 2, Ice Age 3, and Ice Age 4, Continental Drift, dinosaurs really do not like the cold. So Detroit would be the ideal place for the dinosaurs because nobody lives there anymore. And then once the dinosaurs mature, we'll kill them. So then they would turn into oil. Another solution would be for people to stop consuming so much oil. But that idea is probably too far-fetched.
Thank you. That was our intern, Stephanie. Keeping It Weird will be right back.
Football season is going full steam, and KIW Sports has audio from a recent NFL game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is the quarterback of the New York Jets, and he went to Harvard, you know.
You really like those smart quarterbacks, don't you?
I sure do. Let's go down to the game action.
Ready, set, watch number 53, 53, 53. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity.
He's calling an audible.
It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct to the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that...
Oh, there's another delay of game penalty for the Jets.
I really don't like these smart quarterbacks. Give me a dumb one. It just says Omaha.
KIW Sports will be back to the game as soon as anything interesting happens.
Hello, amigos. Me llamo Chango from Chango's Authentic Mexican Restaurante again. I proud sponsor of Keeping It Weird. Come to my Authentic Mexican Restaurante. We are the only restaurante in California that has a guy who blows a whistle while he pours tequila down people's throats. It's a good time. Perfect for bachelor parties. Prostitutes only $10. Or bachelorette parties. Tequila guy wear no shirt. Chango's Authentic Restaurante. Two locations, one near you. Please note that after 10 p.m., we only serve drunk American co-eds and sailors. That's Chango's Authentic Mexican Restaurante.
Hello there, and thanks for listening. Have you ever wanted to be on radio, television, or film? Have you ever wanted to be a famous disc jockey, news anchor, movie star, or be the voice in cartoons and animation? If so, then the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcasting could be just what you are looking for to make your dreams come true. Here are just a few testimonials from some of our graduates.
My name is Norman, and I knew at an early age I had a really good radio voice, and so I decided to pursue my dreams as a disc jockey. I was sick and tired of wasting my talent on telemarketing and dealing with rude people who hung up on me all the time. So for only $1,000 a day at the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcasting, in 1 year's time I was able to unleash my inner DJ and make a wonderful demo tape to go along with my applications. I now have the confidence to take any interview once a station calls me.
And another.
Hello, my name is Nota Perse, and I was very sick and tired of working for technical support and collection agencies, and I always wanted to use my voice talent for something more than overseas technical support and bill collection. So for only $1,000 a day, I was able to pursue a career in broadcasting. Today, I have a very good demo tape, and I hope to have a job as a news anchor at CNN or Fox News very soon. At the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcasting, I was able to develop my skills as a news anchor.
And yet another.
Hello, this is Will, and I went to the Jerry Wiggle School of Broadcasting because I got sick and tired of repeating the same daily special every day at my father's Chinese restaurant and getting crummy tips from customers. I decided to take my daily announcing of today's special with you, and turn it into a broadcast career. Today, I now have the confidence to get a job at any radio station or television station. For only $1,000 a day, you too can have a good broadcasting career too.
So call today for a free consultation. Please have your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express card ready to go. You may also use your automatic teller machine by giving us your personal identification number. Call today and learn the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcast way. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Brenda Beldam from the law firm Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan.
Paid actor, not an actual attorney.
We're the leading divorce attorneys in California, and we fight for women's rights. Do you have any evidence that your husband is cheating? If not, we will find some. We have a team of beautiful women that we'll send out to seduce your husband.
Paid models, not actual prostitutes.
While we hide in the shadows and take pictures. Divorces can be ugly, but why should a woman suffer due to her husband's infidelity? At Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan, we don't think you should. We'll also make sure you get full custody of your children, if you want them. If not, we can stick your ex-husband with those little hellions.
No, not all kids are hellions.
Best of all, at Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan, you don't pay a dime until after we win your divorce. That's Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan. We'll do whatever it takes. We fight for your rights.
Hi, this is Marshall Applewhite from Heaven's Gate, coming to you from the Haley Bob Comet, and you're listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show in the galaxy.
We all know how difficult it can be to raise and discipline children, and that's why we're so happy to have our next guest, Mr. William Damons, on our show. Mr. Damons is not only an expert on disciplining children, but also the owner and operator of a new school that teaches parents how to discipline their children as well. Welcome to the show, Mr. Damons, and can you tell our listeners more about your school?
Why, yes. I call it Obedience School for Children.
And why did you create your obedience school for children?
I got the idea when I bought my 3-year-old son a puppy and took the dog to obedience school. That's when I realized that the same training method used on a dog could probably work on children as well.
Well, what are some of the similar training methods that you use in your school?
Probably the biggest problem parents most face with children is toilet training. So every time your child forgets to go to the bathroom, we recommend that you punish them by rubbing their nose in any mess they create.
Isn't that a bit cruel?
Hey, it works, and the results are all that matters.
Well, okay, besides toilet training kits, what else does your school emphasize?
We start off with the basics, teaching kids to sit, stand, and roll over and play dead. Once kids master these basics, we teach them more advanced tricks like fetching the newspaper and begging.
Okay, maybe I'm missing something. Do kids really need to be taught how to beg?
Of course! You don't think all those homeless people on the street knew how to make up will work for food signs all by themselves, did you? Those are some of our best students.
Okay, how do you deal with kids who have, say, extreme learning disabilities? Do you use drugs like Ritalin?
No. Our facility is completely drug-free. We don't believe in giving children any kind of behavior drugs because we feel that could risk disrupting their emotional and psychological development at such an early age.
So what do you use instead of drugs?
We use shock collars. You strap on one of these babies right around a kid's neck, tighten it so they can't shake it off, and then press the button on this remote up to 200 feet away, then you can send a whopping 300 volts of electricity to straighten out even the most stubborn kid's behavior problems.
Okay. I don't mean to sound skeptical, but is that even safe?
Of course it's safe. Even better, it's versatile, too. If you don't want your kid wandering out of your yard, no need to put up a fence. Just set a shock collar to stun every time the kid ventures out of your yard, and I guarantee that a kid will never think about running away again.
Parents actually pay you for this?
Of course! Today's parents are too busy to raise their own children, so they need results in the shortest amount of time possible, and that's exactly what I give them.
I'm not sure I can condone your obedience school for children.
That's okay. If you think shock collars are too dangerous, then you might be interested in our alternative stun gun that can shoot a jolt of electricity up to 20 feet away, like this.
Ow!
Now, are you going to say nice things about my school?
Oh, yes, yes.
There, you see how effective that was? I said, did you see how effective that was?
Yes!
Okay, now tell all your listeners that if they want to eliminate behavior problems forever, they should send their kids to my obedience school for children. Tell them!
Ow! Ow! Send your kids! Ow! To the obedience school for children! Ow! Ow!
And now a Shakespearean actor will do a classical Shakespearean rendition of a popular pop song.
Oh, woe, oh, woe, oh, woe. You know you love me, I know you care. Just shout whenever and I'll be there. You're my love, you're my heart, and we will never, ever, ever be apart. Are we an item? Girl, quit playing. We're just friends, what are you saying? Yea, say, there's another look right in your eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time, and I was like, baby, 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 ooh, like baby, 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 no, like baby, 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 ooh, I thought you'd always be mine, mine, baby, baby, ooh, like baby, baby, no, like baby, 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 ooh, I thought you'd always be mine, mine. Oh, for you, I would have done whatever, and I just can't believe we ain't together, and I want to play it cool, but I'm losing you. I'll buy you anything, I'll buy you any ring, and I'm in pieces. Baby, fix me, and I'll just shake it. Shake me till you wake me from this bad dream. I'm going down, 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 and I just can't believe my first love won't be around. Then I'm like, baby, baby, ooh, like baby, baby, no, like baby, baby, ooh, I thought you'd always be mine, mine. Baby, baby, ooh, like baby, baby, no, like baby, baby, ooh, I thought you'd always be mine. Luda, when I was 13, I had my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us or could even come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. She made my heart pound. It skipped a beat when I see her in the street, then at school on the playground. But I really want to see her on the weekend. She knows she's got me dazing because she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying, baby, baby, ooh, like baby, baby, no, like baby, baby, ooh, I thought you'd always be mine, mine, baby, baby, ooh, like baby, baby, no, like baby, baby, ooh, I thought you'd always be mine, mine. I'm gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Gone, gone, gone. I'm gone.
Hola, this is Chango from Chango's Authentic Mexican Restaurante, and you are listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show in all of America.
We hear stories all the time about people forced to resort to cannibalism after surviving some horrible accident. Today, we're talking to someone who was recently forced to eat three of his fellow passengers in order to survive. Please welcome Damon Walker.
Good evening.
Can you tell us exactly what happened from the time of the accident to the time you were forced to eat your fellow passengers?
Sure. After the accident, there was myself and three other passengers. At first, we just happened to be alive, hoping that help would rescue us soon, but then we realized nobody was coming to help us. Our first thought was simply to stay alive, and that's when we just resorted to drinking our own urine.
There was no water around?
Not a drop. Fortunately, I'd gotten really drunk the night before, so my urine tasted a little like beer. In fact, I even managed to make a profit from the other passengers by selling my urine to them as part of a two-drink minimum.
Whose decision was it to resort to cannibalism?
I believe it was mine. You see, not only did we not have any water, but we didn't have any food either.
No plants or animals you could kill and eat?
No, absolutely nothing. As long as you have something to drink, you can actually live without food. We started to get hungry, and that's when we realized that unless one of us was willing to die, there was a chance that none of us would survive.
So how did you decide who to kill and eat?
Well, we drew straws, and fortunately, a little old lady drew the short straw, so it was fairly easy for the rest of us to beat her up and eat her.
I don't mean to sound morbid, but did you cook her?
Oh, no, we didn't. We had no way of making a fire, so we just had to tear her flesh apart with our bare hands and eat her flesh raw.
So that left you with two passengers.
That's right. After we polished off the old lady, we drew straws again, and a teenager, he lost that time. He put up quite a fight. But two of us attacking him, we soon managed to knock him out and eat him up as well.
Now that left you with just you and one other passenger.
That's right. We drew straws again, and this time I lost, but I managed to fight off the other fellow and kill him before he could kill me, and then I ate him too.
Approximately how much time passed from the accident until you were finally rescued?
Oh, I'd say 30 or 40 minutes, tops.
You were rescued 30 minutes after your plane crashed?
No, it wasn't a plane. I was in an elevator in the Bank of America about 3 blocks from here. After the elevator got stuck, we stuck between floors. We were forced to drink our own urine and eat each other in order to survive.
You killed and ate your fellow passengers in 30 minutes.
Hey, buddy, I was hungry. It was lunchtime, and I skipped breakfast that morning. When you're in a life-and-death situation, and you don't know when you'll be rescued, you have to do whatever it takes to survive.
I don't think waiting 30 minutes seems like a life-or-death situation.
Listen, buddy, I don't need your attitude. I was hungry and stranded, and I survived. If you're going to insult me, I'll just blow this joint right now and go home. Where's the elevator in this building?
There's one right down the hall.
Come on and show me where it's at. And bring me two of your friends to ride down with me. I'm starting to get all hungry right now.
Hola, friends. It's Chongo again. Have you come to my restaurante yet? No? ¿Por qué? Are you afraid of the D rating in the window? Don't worry about it. The D stands for delicioso. Have you heard rumors of hepatitis? I assure you that we now make our cooks wash their hands in el baño. We even put a sign up to remind them. And most of the las ratas y las cucarachas are in the kitchen, so you'll never see them. Wednesday night is college night, and Friday night is mood wrestling. That's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante, now with 3 locations, all of them on Broadway in Chula Vista. Please note that after 10 p.m., we only serve drunk American co-eds and sailors. That's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante!
Oh, hello. Are you one of many Asian, Japanese, or Chinese men who is having a hard time meeting other beautiful, exotic Asian women? Are you getting tired of watching Pokemon and Speed Racer reruns? Has your loneliness caused you to get fat by eating too much drinked up, bulked up, vegetable, sesame, chicken, or turkey chicken? Do you find yourself drinking too much sake by yourself until you are drunk and kamikaze? Or stop feeling sorry for yourself and try the new Godzilla cologne? Godzilla cologne will make you irresistible to all the ladies. Godzilla cologne releases a sexual pheromone that will turn your futon into a sex palace. Release your inner monster today. Here is one of our actual clients. Oh, hi there. Oh, you look awfully pretty tonight.
Oh, so you smell so good. Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, smell some more.
Oh, you smell so good.
Oh, baby.
Kamikaze. Kamikaze.
Are you upset because your spaceship hit an asteroid?
I was like texting and driving and ran right into Europa. Only like, you know, the largest like asteroid in the entire Milky Way. I was like, how did this get here? So I called Cosmos, like Intergalactic Towing Company, and for only 38,000 credits, he like pulled me out and sent me on my way. Thanks, Cosmo.
Or maybe you got stuck in the rings of Saturn.
That's what happened to me. The rings, they look as deep as they are. So I thought I could make it across with no problem.
Maybe you're lost in a wormhole and are now traveling aimlessly through time and space.
That happens to me all the time.
We also do a lot of work with the space police and tow illegally parked spaceships.
That was not cool, Cosmo. There is no sign there.
That's Cosmo's intergalactic towing company.
Yeah, can you like send me a towing ship here again? Hi, you're already here.
Cosmo's intergalactic towing. We're psychic, too.
I've been driving a Saturn long before anyone... Look out! I guess I shouldn't read the script while I'm driving. Okay. Take two. Ready? I've been driving a Saturn long before anyone ever paid me to drive one. I did it! God damn it! Cut! No, cut it! Okay, take three. I've been driving a Saturn long before anyone ever paid me to drive one. I didn't do it to be cool or hip. Ask my friends. They'll tell you I'm not either one. I did it because I have shitty credit, and it's the only car I can afford. That's good, huh? It's a good one. Hey, you want to go to Jack in the Box?
Are you one of those men who are so proud of their love package that you just can't help to not share it with others over your camera phone, email, Twitter, or Facebook? Do you find yourself taking impulsive pictures when you rise to the occasion to send to others? If you suffer from penis photophilia, you are not alone. Many men suffer from this affliction, and Kilbazakil could be just what you're looking for. Kilbazakil is powerful medicine. It works by cutting off blood flow sugar sex magic to your torpedo every single time you get excited. This will save you from embarrassing moments, such as accidentally sending your grandma, pastor, or coworker a picture of your libido love rocket. For a free trial, call 1-800-NO-ERECT today and talk to your doctor about Kilbazakil.
Kilbazakil is powerful medicine. Do not use Kilbazakil if you're already taking Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, or other ED medications, as this may create permanent confusion to your penis and cause it to explode. If you have a non-erection lasting... If you have a non-erection lasting for more than 4 months, it is recommended to get ED medication and get a hard-lying phone with no camera options.
Hi, this is Norman, and I'm here to talk about something that's kind of sensitive for a lot of guys. I know that it's very difficult in 2013 to get laid these days. I was frustrated too for a long time. I got sick of the bars, and I got sick of always taking my members-only jacket to get dry cleaned. So I joined some of those online dating groups, and I got frustrated with those too. I got tired of that lady always telling me that I had no new love interest in my mailbox. So I decided to create an avatar. My avatar is big, strong, and powerful, and he's very, very large and well-endowed where it matters. I just met another avatar by the name of Molly, and she told me that she has tremendously big fun bags. So if you ever want to learn how to create a sexy avatar, call the Jerry Rigger School of Animation. It's the same number as the broadcasting school.
Throughout the course of human history, some people are born inheritably evil. In times of evilness, ordinary men are called to action and will either perish or become a hero. This is the story of one man who became a hero. This is the story of Captain Obvious.
I'm Captain Obvious, and I state the obvious.
Hey, what a surprise. It's like totally okay to forget me. I'm just the stupid sidekick.
It's Captain Obvious and his stupid sidekick, Sarcastic Girl.
Very good. I knew you weren't like a complete idiot.
Tonight's episode, Captain Obvious and Sarcastic Girl take on their archenemy, the Spoiler Alert.
This does not end well for me. I'm going to make an elaborate plan to take over the world, and Captain Obvious is going to try and stop me. But I'm going to capture him and tie him up. Then, instead of just killing him, I'm going to tell him my plan in excruciating detail. And while I'm telling him my long-winded plan, Sarcastic Girl is going to sneak behind me and knock me out.
Look, it's a spoiler alert. He always spoils movies by giving away the ending.
Good one, Sherlock.
The spoiler alert captured Captain Obvious and tied him up.
Oh no, I'm captured and tied up.
Great. Captain Obvious, he told you he was going to capture you. Why did you let him? Are you stupid or something?
I'm not stupid. I'm tied up.
And I'm the sidekick.
Now I'm going to tell you all my plan.
But Sarcastic Girl paid attention to the spoiler alert and knew that she would save the day by sneaking behind Spoiler Alert and knocking him out.
Spoiler Alert is the greatest villain ever. He tells us how we stop him before we even do it. What a genius.
Thank you, Sarcastic Girl. You knocked out the spoiler alert and saved me and the day.
Join us next week for another exciting adventure of Captain Obvious and his sidekick, Sarcastic Girl.
Well, this day has been a complete waste of makeup.
I'm Captain Obvious, and I am a captain.
This is Sir Reginald Hemshaw from the Almost Shakespearean Theatre Company, and you're listening to Keep It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show in the world.
Hola, friends. It is I, Chongo, formerly of Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante. Did you know that in America, people have to be 21 years old to drink alcohol? Nobody told Chongo. I lost my tequila license. Since I was not allowed to have tequila, all the cooks quit. Nobody wants to cook Mexican food sober. Now it's just Chongo and mi amigos Las Ratas. Some of them are muy grande. One of Las Ratas told me that I should burn down Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurantes and collect the insurance money. Then the Las Ratas would have to live in Chongo's casa. Y Chongo's wife no like that. Maybe I can collect the insurance money and then build Las Ratas a casa for themselves. Wait, I should not say that on the radio. I was just teasing. That was Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante, now with no locations. Adios, amigos!
Well, that was tonight's show. I hope you liked it. We do this every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on KIWRadio.com. Now it's time for the Forgotten Files Rock Show, hosted by M.T. Robinson. He spends a lot of time and effort bringing you the best songs that weren't popular. What we mean is, he doesn't play those A-sides or B-sides that the normal stations play. He only plays those rare, hard-to-find songs that really rock but somehow slipped under the cracks. He also adds a bunch of comedy bits that keep the show flowing and entertaining. Give him a listen. I think you'll like it. We'll be back next week. Bye.